1991. With the success of the 1990 ZR1, all 1991 Corvettes would adopt many of its exterior body innovations, including the restyled rear featuring convex fascia with four square taillights. The brake light remained integrated into the rear fascia on convertibles and stayed atop the rear window in coupes. Up front, a lower tapered nose included a wraparound package incorporating parking, fog, and directional lights, four slim horizontal louvers on the front fenders in place of the two vertical ones, and wider color-keyed side body moldings. The 1991 ZR1 maintained its own unique personality with improved doors and newly designed 11-inch wide rear wheels. Among the options were heavy-duty suspension components so the ride could be adjusted from firm to very firm rather than from soft to firm found in earlier systems. Power hookups were provided for cellular phone or other 12-volt devices. A power delay feature permitted the radio, stereo, and power windows to be operated for 15 minutes after the ignition was turned off or until the driver's door was opened. The AM radio's range was expanded to receive more frequencies, and the valet switch was retained. An oil pan float was built into all models to warn of low oil pressure. While the SCCA's World Challenge Race Series continued, the factory did not build specific units for racing. Thus, all modifications again became the owner's responsibility. Callaway conversions also ended in 1991 with the 500th twin-turbo built that September. Production dropped in 1991 with 14,967 coupes and 5,672 convertibles built, including 2,044 ZR1s. Prices held fairly constant with 1990. The base coupe increased $476 to $32,455. The convertible increased $1,506 to $38,770, but the ZR1 option sold for $31,682, up $4,667.